Well, it's believed that there's a few of them in Sony. Sony Japan has a few of them that are under like lock and key.
I think if Shuhei or somebody else had it, they would shut the line up just to prove that there's everyone on here.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have you for this digital press podcast. I know the story about how this was found. It's not really, I don't think it's, that really matters. But
you've had this for a long, long time. What was your feeling when all of a sudden, like through your son and through looking on the internet, that
this was something very, very, very important? It kind of blew our minds because my son was home for a holiday on 4th of July.
Yeah.
And when it happened, when he posted it on Reddit and on Facebook, it started going viral.
Yeah.
I mean, we were the trending story for on Facebook on July 3rd. And me and a couple of his friends were sitting at the local bar, and all three of them kept checking their phones for the Facebook postings, and it was going like crazy. And we just thought, you know, we were just wrong with having fun, and we didn't realize what we actually had in our hands. So, eventually, because in the state that you had it, it was not working
at all or not properly. And there's a video, there's a couple of videos that are out there that Ben Heck, who is this great homebrew electrical engineer guy who fixes things and creates things, he was able to repair it. So as he was repairing it, were you guys still like, because I was kind of curious what this thing was like internally.
Well, actually, we could always play Super Famicom games on it, but once he replaced the capacitors, we actually ended up with sound. CD portion opened up, closed, it spun.
Yeah.
The screen actually reads. The only part that isn't working right now is the diode. But we're going to be hooking up with Ben at the Retro Gaming Expo in October. He's got to replace it. He's got the parts for it, and hopefully at that point it'll be able to read CDs. There was a guy on the Assembler Games Forum who worked for Sony. He was a programmer, developer. And what he said was there was one game that they were doing on it, which was like a full motion video. Eventually got released. It was terrible. And there was another one that was actually like a 3D game that you might have said would have like utilized the full power of that. That's never been found.
I mean, at this point, do you think like I'm hoping something else turns up with it? But
yeah, we're hoping some developer out there back in the time, back in the day, was involved with this. Send it to these guys. They should have it with the system since it's part of the system. It's not doing them any good. It's just sitting there collecting dust. if they don't work on this thing, we'll show it.
Yeah.
People play it. That's the way we are.
You know, there's a part of this hobby that works that way, community-wise, and there's this other part I was just telling you that. And it's like the furthest thought in their mind. It's just for them, it's like, sit on this. If I sit on this, if I give it out, it will lose value. I can't believe you're actually like bringing this around. Like most collectors would never do this.
Well, that's not.
They would just hoard it and just get away.
Share with everybody. Won't go anywhere. We spent 53 days last year. That don't prove we won't go anywhere. Just don't understand.
Yeah. One last thing I was going to ask was, again, when Ben Heck was fixing this thing, I was someone who was like, well, you know, what does it do? Sense, is this really like a PlayStation, like an early PlayStation? I think what he kind of found out was that it was really something that they just kind of pieced together just to show off the possibilities, but not really like a system. I don't know. To me, it doesn't really detract from it. But I mean, were you kind of hoping that it was something even more unique?
Well, let's face it, it's one of a kind. As far as the system, I mean, you know, come on, you can play me. To me, it's weird. They were still far ahead of their time back in the day. And it's kind of weird that you just want to play music CDs on it.
Yeah.
And play a game. I mean, you can't do it both at once. So I don't know what they were thinking of doing. But to me, it's so action-driven.
I think that it is a... It was something that was just like to show off the possibilities, to marketing team at Sony. It's funny, there is a, I don't know if you're aware, there's a flash cartridge that you can use on a Super Nintendo. It's called SD2 SNES. It's pretty expensive. There's a guy in Germany who developed it, and he put this chip on it. And essentially what it does is it allows you to take like a Super Nintendo game and add like CD quality audio to it, which is essentially what the Sega CD was that did come out. And I think that was the eventual purpose of this system, was it's a Super Nintendo and we're going to give you CD audio capabilities. And for whatever reason, Nintendo didn't do it. The main reason is they didn't want to pay the license to Sony. That's kind of the... When they found out that Sony had, like, the CD parts of the license, they were like, no.
Yeah, not only that, they found out that they pretty much screwed up when they raised quite a bit of money on that.
Yeah,
that was... If you look at the unit itself, there's no way it's just Nintendo. So that would piss me off.
Well, again, I think eventually it would have said Nintendo, but...
But, you know, if you want to do partnerships with somebody, you better start sharing.
Yeah.
The one last question I have to ask, Olaf Olafsson, I believe this is his unit. Have we spoken to him since this is our...
We try reaching out to him. A bunch of other people try to reach out to him, so just like he's ignoring everybody. I mean, he's the president of Time Warner right now, so he's got more problems to take care of than this.
And this was also sort of a blemish on his record, because the infamous story is they had this dinner, Electronic game show, I believe the one in Chicago they used to have, which was the big one. And electronic, not game show, but it was like an electronic, consumer electronic show,
okay,
in Chicago. And the big thing was, there was this, like, dinner, this presentation, and Nintendo was going to announce who they were going to partner with for a CD system. And Olaf and all those people were sitting there from Sony, and the Nintendo guy went up there. I know, it was bad, but there was like a huge embarrassment for Olaf and for Sony that they were basically, you know, embarrassed. Yeah, they were going to get off of the table and accept, you know, shake hands with Nintendo, and they were... And that's
a pretty bad way to do it.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what started the robbery, and I guess Sony's won it, so they've gotten the last word. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got the last word for a lot of years. So, Terry, it's really cool to meet you, and thanks for sharing this with the gaming world.
Thanks for coming.
Where are you going to upload this to?
We have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I'll get... Let me...
He's not
there. Okay.